And our Jesus, we're so grateful that we can gather together in your presence.
哦，主耶稣，我们何等的感恩，我们可以聚集在你的同在里。
You have told us in your word, where two or three gather in your name, there you are in the midst.
你的话告诉我们，无论在哪里，有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在那里与他们。
We want you to have your way among us.
我们渴望你今天在我们中间凭你运行。
Pour your spirit out upon us.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在我们中间。
We realize that of ourselves we can do nothing at all.
主，我们意识到凭着我们自己，我们什么都不能做。
We're dependent on you.
我们依赖于你。
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
哦，谢谢你，耶稣。
You're so aware that you are within us.
主，我们知道你就在我们的里面。
And we ask you to have your way among us.
我们请求你在我们中间自由的运行。
For your glory alone, we ask it.
单单为着你的荣耀，我们恳求。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning here in Ohio.
早安，从俄亥俄州来的早安。
I enjoy coming together with you all over Asia.
我非常享受跟你们亚洲来的家人们聚在一起。
And today, our lesson is taken from 1 Peter 5:5.
我们今天的经文是在彼得前书五章五节。
I'd like to read some of the verses before then in chapter 5 of 1 Peter.
我也想读一下前面的一些经文，在第五章。
Okay, I wanted to start with verse 1-5.
我们来读彼得前书五章一到五节。
The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们。
Not by compulsion, but willingly.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another.
就是你们众人也都要彼此顺服。
And be clothed with humility.
以谦卑束腰。
For God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
And there's a comma there, so we'll read 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you care for us.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你顾念我们。
Our desire is to learn how to humble ourselves.
我们的渴望是学习怎样在你面前自卑。
Because you give grace to the humble.
因为你赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
And we are all in great need of grace.
而我们所有人都极其的需要你的恩典。
We know that you live among those that are of a broken and contrite heart.
我们知道你与那些心灵谦卑痛悔的人同居。
But you resist the proud.
但是你阻挡骄傲的人。
Because of the great danger of our pride.
因为我们的骄傲有一个极大的危险。
Pour out your precious spirit among us.
求你倾倒你宝贵的圣灵在我们中间。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ,Amen.
Sister Alice is here to join us and sing for us.
今天圣秋姐妹在这里跟我们一起为我们唱诗。
Praise the Lord.
我你要得到这天上的救助，从早到晚在你身旁同走路，日日积劳又挑贵这当尊崇。你要慈悲与神同行，你若慈悲必蒙救主相亲近，你若慈悲必得喜乐有心情，他绝不肯同那骄傲人走路。你要慈悲与神同行，正如同神在那太古的时代狱中先知常常眺望一次爱，他还要来，若你呵护这条件，你要自卑与神同行。你若自卑必蒙救主相亲近，你若自卑必得喜乐如心情，他绝不肯同那骄傲人走路。你要自卑与神同行，正如同水是向下流到低处，朝阳我主是与神不在一处，快快同回把你骄傲全除掉，你要自卑与神同行。你若自卑必蒙救主相亲近，你若自卑必得喜乐如心情， 他却不肯同那教人走路。你要慈悲与神同行，你若慈悲比蒙救主相亲近，你若慈悲比得喜乐如心经，他却不肯同那教人走路。你要慈悲与神同行。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，是的。哦，主说，凡至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。哦，是的，主也常常的在呼召我们，要更多的自卑。哦，我们要像主一样，我们要效法他，因为他自己来到这个世上。哦，他就是这样的谦卑顺服父神的旨意，为要形成哦，父神的心意，我们是属于他的，我们也要更多的像他。哦，我们也求主帮助我们，更多更多的能够低伏下来，因为有的时候靠着我们自己，我们真的什么都不能做，甚至于我们看不见我们自己的骄傲，我们需要圣灵来光照我们。让我们哦，那个瞎了的眼睛能够看见哦，让我们更多的知道我们是这么的软弱，我们这么的无能，我们需要他，我们需要这一位全能的神哦，帮助我们更多的谦卑下来哦。主也说，当我们若自卑，他就必与我们同在，与我们同行。哦，当我们自卑的时候，哦，我们必得到那一个神所要赐给我们的喜乐跟平安。赞美主，使得让我们今天立志，我们不再哦与那些骄傲人同走路，而是我们要更多的谦卑，更多的俯伏下来。赞美主，使得主也说，忧伤的心，痛悔的灵，他不必不轻看。求主帮助我们，谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
阿们，哈利路亚，
阿们，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。
Oh Jesus, you're so wonderful.
啊，主耶稣，你何等的美好。
You're the one who humbled yourself.
你是那一位谦卑自己的。
You left heaven's glory to become man.
你离开了天上的荣光到地上来。
And you want to give us of your humility this morning.
今天早晨你渴望把你的谦卑赐给我们。
And every day of our life that we may practice humbling ourselves.
好，让我们在日常生活中的每一天来操练谦卑自己。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
As we read the epistle of Peter, we see another side of Peter's life.
当我们读彼得的书信，我们看到彼得生命的另外一面。
As he sang to the younger ones,He says, submit to elders.
他对那些年幼的信徒说，你们要顺服年长的。
He says, you younger people, submit yourself to elders.
他说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
But then he adds, yes, all of you submit to one another.
然后他对他们众人说，你们众人都要彼此顺服。
The more I understand the Chinese people, the more I see that the younger always respect elderly people.
我越多了解我们华人的弟兄姐妹，我越多的看见在华人的年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们总是顺服年长的。
Submit.
顺服。
And be clothed with humility.
并且以谦卑束腰。
That's quite a different voice that Peter is speaking. When he lived among Jesus, he was so sure of himself.
他现在，彼得现在说话的语调，跟他在当时跟主耶稣在一起生活的时候的态度是截然不同。那时候他是那样的自信。
Jesus tried to convince Peter that of himself he could do nothing, but Peter affirmed that he would be faithful to death.
主耶稣尝试说服彼得，靠着他自己他什么都不能做，但是彼得非常的确信他至死都会忠心。
Peter would say, though I die, I will be true to you.
彼得说，我就是死也不会离弃你。
But he learned that of himself he could do nothing.
但他学习了靠他自己他实在什么都做不了。
And he denied Jesus three times.
他三次否认主。
It was very humbling to happen to him.
这件事对他实在是大大的降杯。
He learned his lesson and he came down low at the feet of Jesus.
但他学习了他的功课，他就低伏在耶稣的脚前。
And as he did what Jesus said, to wait upon him.
他就遵守主耶稣的命令，在他的面前等候。
And when he waited those 10 days in the upper room, he was filled with the same spirit that Jesus had.
当他们在马可楼上等候了10天以后，他就被主耶稣同样的灵所充满。
Jesus' spirit was a humble spirit.
主耶稣的灵是谦卑的灵。
Paul tells us in the book of Philippians that he humbled himself and became obedient to death.
保罗在腓立比书告诉我们，他谦卑自己，存心顺服以至于死。
Then when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were changed men and women.
当门徒们被圣灵改变以后，他们都成了不一样的男人和女人。
That's why when we read Peter's epistle, it's very much a blessing to us.
那就是为什么当我们读彼得书信的时候，它成为对我们这样大的祝福。
And he can say this, be clothed with humility.
他可以告诉我们要披戴谦卑。
Because God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，但他赐恩给谦卑的人。
So he admonishes us to humble ourselves.
所以他劝勉我们要在神面前自卑。
And he will exalt us in due time.
到了时候，他必让我们升高。
At all times, our Lord Jesus gave all the glory and praise to his Father.
我们的主耶稣在任何时候都把一切的荣耀和颂赞归给天父。
He lived in the very atmosphere of God's presence.
他一直住在神荣耀同在的氛围里。
As we read the Gospels, we see he's always giving God the glory.
当我们读福音书的时候，我们看见他时时地把荣耀归给神。
He's saying, the words that I speak are not mine, they're my Father's who sent me.
他说，我所说的话不是出于自己，乃是差我来的父来的。
And the miraculous works you see are not mine, it's my Father doing the work.
你们所看见我行的神迹奇事不是我的工作，是父在做他的工作。
And our success in living the Christian life comes from doing the same.
我们要过一个成功的基督徒生活，也必须这样做。
We are to give God all the glory.
我们要把所有的荣耀归给神。
Attribute our righteousness and faithfulness to the grace of our Lord Jesus.
把我们所有的义和忠心归功于主耶稣的恩典。
All success must be recognized as from the power of God's indwelling spirit.
我们要认识到我们所有的成功都是来自于内住圣灵的大能。
We have studied the Gospels, we see that the disciples are often full of their own ideas.
当我们学习福音书，我们看见门徒们总是有很多自己的意见。
A great change took place when they were filled with God's Spirit.
但是当他们被神的灵充满以后，他们的生命有何等大的改变？
Paul can write about it, and Peter could write about it in the epistles because they practice humility.
你知道保罗、彼得都在他们的书信里谈到了这些，因为他们都被神的灵充满。
When we're clothed with God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit, we have a humble spirit.
当我们也披戴神的灵，就是圣灵，我们就会拥有谦卑的灵。
When we live in the hiding place of His presence, we know He is the source of all good.
当我们居住在他同在的隐秘处，我们就知道他是一切美善的泉源。
And all our faithful service to others comes from Him.
我们所有忠心的对别人的服侍都是来自于他。
There is a danger in success.
在成功的时候有一个危险。
There's a danger in not dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty.
这个危险就是没有住在全能者的荫下。
We must come down at His feet to partake of His Spirit.
我们必须要谦卑下来，匍匐在他的脚前，来领受他的灵。
Isaiah 57:15 tells us,
以赛亚书57:15告诉我们，
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity,
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，
whose name is holy,
他的名为圣者，
I dwell in the high and holy place,With him also who has a contrite and humble spirit.
我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
In order to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Isn't that wonderful to know that God, who is almighty and holy, He lives in the humble heart.
这是何等的美好，我们全能的神，至圣的主，他竟然居住在谦卑人的心里。
He desires to clothe us with His humility.
他渴望为我们披上他自己的谦卑。
As we wait in His presence,He gives us of His Spirit.
当我们在他的同在里等候他，他就把他的灵赐给我们。
As we draw near to Him, He changes us.
当我们来亲近他，他就来改变我们。
Greatly we need to be changed.
我们何等的需要被他来改变。
In the book of Ezekiel, we learn about Satan's fall.
在以西结书28章，我们看到撒旦是怎样堕落的。
Ezekiel 28, Satan's heart was lifted up because of his riches.
在以西结书28章提到，撒旦因他的财富而心高气傲。
And verse 7 says, because of the beauty of his wisdom.
第七节提到，这是因他智慧的美丽。
In verse 15, you were perfect in your ways from the day you were created.
十五节，他说，你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义。
Till iniquity was found in you.
后来在你中间又查出不义。
Verse 16, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty.
第十七节，你因美丽心中高傲。
Satan wanted to be like God.
撒旦想要像神一样。
He wanted to be worshipped as God was worshipped.
他想要得到人们的敬拜，就像神被人敬拜一样。
He took the credit for all the glory of God that was on him.
他把神所赐给他所有的荣耀归为己有。
He wanted to be the one that was exalted.
他想要成为那被高举的那一位。
And because of that, he fell.
因此他就堕落了。
And a third of the angels fell with him. They became demons.
有三分之一的天使跟随了他，他们都堕落成为邪灵。
And when he tempted Eve and Adam to be like God, he's wanting to give them the same desire he had.
当他试探亚当和夏娃的时候，他想把他自己心中的愿望也给亚当和夏娃。
He said, oh, you're no good and evil. You'll be just like God.
他对他们说，哦，你们就会像神一样，你们就会知道善恶。
When they gave in to that temptation, this pride entered their heart and all of human race.
当亚当夏娃屈服了这个试探，撒旦的骄傲就进入他们的心，也进入整个人类。
They were all born into sin.
他们都生于罪中。
And no matter how we appear to other people outwardly, in our heart is this sin.
无论我们在外表对别人是怎样的，在我们的内心里是充满了罪。
There's a desire to be our own God.
我们渴望成为自己的神。
To have our own way.
按自己的方式行事。
To have our words be all that matters.
让我们自己的话语成为有效的。
And so this spirit of Satan entered the human race.
所以撒旦的灵就进入了整个人类。
Many people think it's just natural to want to be the one.
很多人认为很自然的，我们就是想做第一位。
To be the one that's preferred and exalted.
被人恩宠，被人高举，这是很自然的一件事。
The one that's better than everybody else.
我们想要成为比别人都好的那一位。
And admired and almost say worshipped.
被别人羡慕，甚至被别人敬拜。
But our Lord Jesus came to show us the way to deliverance.
但主耶稣来了，向我们显示那条得拯救的道路。
He humbled himself.
他谦卑自己。
Though he was the Son of God, he took upon him the form of a servant.
虽然他身为神的儿子，他却取了奴仆的形象。
He emptied himself.
他倒空了自己。
And let his father be everything to him.
好让他的父成为他的一切。
He sought only and always to do the Father's will.
他一直单单地遵行父的旨意。
And God gave him of his spirit without measure.
所以神把圣灵没有限量地赐给他。
He even humbly submitted to going to the cross.
他甚至谦卑自己，顺服地走上了十字架。
That was the only way that we could be redeemed from our pride.
那是唯一的方式，我们可以从我们的骄傲里得拯救。
It's the only remedy.
这是唯一的救法。
To have the humility of Jesus poured out upon us as we surrender.
当我们降服于他的时候，许可耶稣基督的谦卑倾倒在我们的里面。
As we come down low at the foot of the cross and ask him to set us free.
当我们谦卑地低伏在他十字架的面前，请求他来释放我们得自由。
Set us free from the pride that's always rising up within us.
释放那骄傲常常地在我们里面兴起。
And allow his spirit of humility to possess us.
许可他那谦卑的灵来占有我们。
He said, come to me, all you who labor and are so heavy laden.
他说，到我这里来，你们的劳苦担重担的人。
I'll give you rest.
我要赐给你们安息。
Take upon you my yoke.
你们要负我的轭。
My yoke is easy, my burden is light.
我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
His very lowliness he wants to give to us.
他渴望把他自己的柔和谦卑给我们。
That's why we seek to be filled with his spirit.
那就是为什么我们寻求被他的灵充满。
That's why we wait quietly in his presence.
那就是为什么我们要安静地在他同在里等候他。
Don't be discouraged when you catch sight of the pride in your heart.
当你看见自己心里面的骄傲，你不要感到灰心失望。
Just run to Jesus.
只要奔向耶稣。
Say, change me, Lord, change me.
对他说，主，求你改变我。
Give me your spirit.
赐给我你的灵。
And I will have that rest that you promised for me.
我就必享受你所应许的安息。
As you've said, your yoke is easy, your burden is light.
因为你说你的轭是容易的，你的担子是轻省的。
Oh, it's a happy life when Jesus breathes upon us his humility.
哦，当主耶稣把他的谦卑之灵吹向我们的心里，这是何等快乐的生活。
When we allow him to clothe us with himself.
我们就许可他把他自己披戴在我们身上。
He teaches us how to submit to one another.
他也教导我们怎样彼此顺服。
Oh, if we learn to do that, there'll be more peace in our life.
哦，如果我们学习顺服的功课，在我们的生命里就会有何等的平安。
There'll be less quarreling in our family.
我们家里就会更少的争吵。
And we stop to think, maybe the other person was right and we were wrong.
我们就会想，哦，也许对方是对的，我是错的。
Jesus lives with the humble people.
耶稣与谦卑的人同居。
He says, God himself tells us, even though he lives in eternity, he dwells with a humble spirit.
神他自己告诉我们，虽然他住在，他是永远长存的圣者，但他却与谦卑的人同居。
Going back to our psalm for this month, in Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们这个月往校一开始就提到诗篇91篇，他说住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
He's our hiding place.
他是我们的藏身之处。
And the hiding place is a humble place.
而这藏身之处是一个谦卑的地方。
It came to me just recently that we're following a shadow.
最近我看到这样的一幅图画，就是我们一直在跟随的一个影子。
And the Lord Jesus goes before us. We walk in his shadow.
当我们的主耶稣在我们前面行，我们就跟随在他的影子底下。
That's how he hides us in his shadow.
那就是我们怎样藏身在他的荫庇下。
Sometimes we like to go up front and be first in line.
有的时候我们希望走在前面，成为第一位。
But you can't follow God's shadow if you're in front of him.
但如果你走在神的前面，你就没有办法跟随他的影子。
But he tells us he would make a hiding place in his shadow.
但他告诉我们，他要使他的阴影成为那藏身之处。
We must learn to live there in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们必须学习一直居住在全能者的荫下。
Follow close behind him.
紧紧地跟随他。
And he will hide us from all the dangers of self and pride.
他就必隐藏我们脱离一切自我和骄傲的危险。
There's a lesson of pride in the book of Daniel.
在但以理书有一个关于骄傲的功课。
Daniel was true to his convictions as we read in chapter 1.
在但以理书第一章我们看到但以理持守他的信仰。
You know, Daniel was a captive in the land of Babylon.
你知道但以理当时被掳在巴比伦。
There was a king there called Nebuchadnezzar.
巴比伦王的名字叫尼布甲尼撒。
And he wanted some of those captive men that were of good appearance to eat his special foods.
他愿意当时的那些容貌俊美的年轻人来吃他的膳，他的特别的食物。
He gave them a lot of special delicate food and wine to drink.
他给他们一些特别的美食和美酒。
He wanted to fatten them up.
想让他们吃得肥胖。
But Daniel felt convicted about it. He just wanted to eat plain vegetables and healthy things that would be good for his body.
但但以理不想玷污自己，他定义只吃素菜，喝白水。
And the eunuch who took care of these slaves said, Oh, if you get thin, I'll be in trouble.
但是太监长说，如果你们都面黄肌瘦，那我就会麻烦了。
Well, Daniel convinced him, let's just try it out.
但以理说，我们就来试试吧。
Let's try out just eating vegetables and see what happens.
他说，求你试试仆人们，就是吃素菜喝白水，我们看看会发生什么。
After the trial, they found out that Daniel and his companions were stronger and healthier and wiser.
而过了十天，他们发现这些少年人比以前更加俊美、肥胖，更加聪明。
Even King Nebuchadnezzar tested them and he found out they were superior to the rest.
甚至王尼布甲尼撒拷问他们一切事。也发现他们的智慧聪明比别人更加胜过十倍。
The next year, the king had a dream that no one else could interpret.
然后第二年，王做了一个梦，没有人能够解释。
They suspected that they would just give their own ideas.
他以为他们会胡乱解释。
So he told them, His wise men, his astrologers, sorcerers, he said, you tell me what my dream was first.
所以他吩咐那些术士用法术的行邪术的说，你们先告诉我我的梦是什么。
They were all to be killed because they couldn't do it.
但他们没有办法告诉他，所以他们都要被杀。
But as Daniel and his men sought the Lord gave him the answer.
但是当但以理和他的同伴们寻求神，神就把这梦告诉他们。
In chapter 2, verse 28 of Daniel, there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets.
但以理在第二章二十八节说，只有一位在天上的神能显明奥秘的事。
And as Daniel told the king the dream, he praised him.
当但以理告诉王他的梦以后，王就称赞他。
He said, Oh, Daniel is the best one we have.
他说但以理是我们所知道的最好的聪明人。
But I was very interested in what Daniel had to answer the king.
我非常感兴趣但以理回答王的话是什么。
This is chapter 2.
但以理书第二章。
And it's verse 30.
第三十节。
He says, As for me, this secret has been revealed to me because I have, not because I have more wisdom than anyone living.
他说至于那奥秘的事显明给我并非因我的智慧胜过一切活人。
But for our sakes who make known the interpretation to the king and that you may know the thoughts of your heart.
乃是为使王知道梦的讲解和你心里的思念。
Now you realize Daniel was a captive. He was a slave in Babylon.
你要意识到当时但以理是被掳在巴比伦的一个奴仆。
Daniel had already told the king, there's a God in heaven who reveals secrets.
但以理已经告诉王有一位天上的神他能够显明奥秘。
And now he reveals a secret to the king.
他会把这些奥秘显明给你。
And he should, naturally, he would be very pleased that the king was praising him.
从天然来说，当王称赞他的时候，他应该很高兴。
But he has that beautiful spirit of humility where he says, It isn't revealed to me because I have more wisdom.
但是但以理里面有着美丽的谦卑的灵。他说神把奥秘事显明给我并不是因为我的智慧胜过别人。
But it's been revealed to you because God wants you to know what is going to happen.
但神把这些奥秘显明给你是为了让你知道你心里真实的情形。
And he had seen a great image that was, had a golden head on it.
他梦见了一个大象，有一个金金的头。
And its chest and arms were silver, and its belly of bronze.
胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的。
And when Daniel was able to tell us the This the king fell on his face.
当但以理把王的梦告诉他以后，王就俯伏于地向但以理下拜。
And he gave a present to Daniel.
他也让人给但以理奉上贡物和香品。
And he even admitted that truly your God is the God of gods.
他甚至向但以理承认，你们的神诚然是万神之神。
He is the Lord of Kings, a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret.
他诚然是万王之主，又是能显明奥秘事的，因为你把这奥秘事告诉我了。
But the king soon forgets his praise to God, and in the next chapter he is making an image of gold.
但是王很快就忘记了他对神的称赞，在下一章第三章，他造了一个金像。
Because he didn't have a heart of humility, he was attributed to be the golden head.
因为他自己没有一颗谦卑的心， 所以他就像那个金像的头一样。
And chapter 3 tells us that he wanted everybody to worship this golden image that he set up.
第三章告诉我们，他要求所有的人都来拜他所立的这个金像。
He even had a full orchestra that would play music so that when they played, everybody would bow down to this golden image.
他甚至立了一个诗班，在弹奏各样的乐器，当他们弹奏的时候，所有的人都要俯伏敬拜金像。
In his heart, he must have thought that since the golden part of his dream was the head, that was himself.
也许他是这样想的，当时在他的梦里的金像，当时在他梦里的像的头是金金的。所以这个金像是他自己。
Look, you know the story.
你们知道这个故事。
There was friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
但以理的三个朋友，沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥。
They were also Hebrews, the Jewish people that were in captivity.
他们也是被掳在巴比伦的希伯来人。
They refused to bow down to that golden image, saying that God was their God.
他们拒绝来拜这个金像，拒绝承认他们的神是他的，他们拒绝承认他们的神。
And that he would deliver them.
他们相信自己的神会拯救他们。
And they would not bow down to him.
他们绝不敬拜金像。
So, people told about them. They wanted them to be harmed. They told the king that they are rebelling against your command.
所以就有人来控告他们，在王面前说他们是悖逆的，没有去敬拜金像。
And the king said, "Who's the God that will deliver you from my hand?"
王说，谁能把你们从我的手中拯救出来呢？
Verse 17. This is their answer.
他们在十七节这样回答说，
"If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king."
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
Verse 18, but if not, let it be known, O king, we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up.
王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，即或不然，王啊，你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
And so, they bound them up and they threw them into the fire.
所以他们就把他们捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。
But there was a fourth man in the fire.
但是当时在火窑中有第四个人。
That's verse 25.
那是在25节。
The king looked in and he says, I see four men loose there walking in the midst of the fire.
王说，看哪，我见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火中游行。
But they're not hurt. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
也没有受伤，那第四个的相貌好像神子。
Oh, the Son of God was in the fire with them.
哦，神的儿子在火中跟他们同行。
And they came out of the fire. It had no power over them.
当他们从火中出来，火无力伤他们的身体。
They didn't even smell like smoke.
他们甚至没有火燎的气味。
And Nebuchadnezzar acknowledges that there is no God like your God.
终于尼布甲尼撒王承认没有别神能像这样的施行拯救。
Verse 29, no other God can deliver like this.
那是在29节，他说因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。
Praise the Lord, that sounds wonderful, but Nebuchadnezzar had this desire to be the one who received the glory.
赞美神，这是多么的美好，但是尼布甲尼撒王他心里仍然渴望他的自己得荣耀。
We see he has another a dream in chapter 4.
在第四章我们看到他的第二个梦。
And again, Daniel is the one that interprets it for him.
但以理又一次的为他解梦。
And this is a testimony from Nebuchadnezzar that God brought him through a period when he was like an animal.
在这里是尼布甲尼撒王的一个见证，神怎样使他从降卑的情形中被带出来。
He was humbled for 7 years by losing his reasoning and mental powers.
有七年之久，他被降卑，他失去了他的理智和聪明。
And he had even hair grow long on him, and he walked in the fields like a beast.
他与野地的兽同居，他的头发长长，指甲长长。
He ate grass like the oxen, and his understanding was gone from him.
他吃草如牛，他的理智，他的心思都被搅乱。
But then he remembered what he had had happened before to him, that God wanted to receive the glory.
然后他恢复理智，他才明白神要得着一切的荣耀。
Verse 25 tells us.
第25节，第四章25节。
Will drive you from men, and your dwelling will be with the beast of the field, and you'll be made to eat grass like oxen.
你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛。
They'll wet you with the dew of heaven, and 7 times will pass over you.
被天露滴湿，且要经过七期。
Till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses.
等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
And toward the end of that verse in 26, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules.
第二十六章第二十六节应许他，守望者既吩咐存留数顿，等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归你。
Oh, how wonderful it is to give God the glory and the credit.
哦，何等的美好，我们能把所有的荣耀和功劳归给神。
And God is able to bring us down.
神能够使我们降卑。
This is such a picture of God's power to humble us.
这是这样一幅美丽的图画，神能够降卑我们。
The king couldn't rule when he was looked like an animal.
当一个王看起来像动物一样，他是没有办法掌权的。
His hair had grown long, and he crawled on his hands and knees for food.
他的头发长长，他在地上爬行。
His understanding was all gone.
他的理智和聪明离开了他。
And at that time, though, the Spirit of God still had mercy.
但就在那个时刻，神的灵仍然对他满有怜悯。
And he remembered the word that God was to be praised and honored.
他想起神的话，神要得着所有的赞美和敬拜。
He lifted his eyes to heaven, verse 34.
34节，他就举目望天。
And my understanding returned to me.
我的聪明复归于我。
And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever.
我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。
For his dominion is an everlasting dominion.
因为他的权柄是永有的。
And his kingdom is from generation to generation.
他的国存到万代。
Verse 36. At the same time, my reason returned to me for the glory of my kingdom.
那时我的聪明复归于我，为我国的荣耀、威严和光耀也都复归于我。
My honor and splendor returned to me.
我的荣耀、威严和光耀也都复归于我。
My counselors and nobles resorted to me.
我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我。
I was restored to my kingdom and excellent majesty was added to me.
我又得建立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。
And the last verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven.
最后一节37节，现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王。
All of his works are truth and his ways are justice.
因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平。
And those who walk in pride, he's able to put down.
那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。
Yes, God gave that promise that he that humbleth himself will be exalted.
是的，神应许我们。凡自卑的必升为高。
This is quite a strong picture of what pride does to us.
这是一幅非常令人警醒的图画，骄傲能够带给我们的危害。
Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be like that statue of gold.
尼布甲尼撒王想要像那个金像一样被人敬拜。
Forcing everyone to worship him. And yet God had mercy to humble him.
但神满有怜悯，他使他降卑。
He humbled him by taking his mental faculties away.
借着拿去他的理智，神降卑了他。
And that's what pride does to us. It makes us insane.
那就是骄傲所带给我们的危害，它使我们失去理智。
It makes us think that we're somebody.
它使我们觉得我们是某种人物。
We're better than others.
我们比别人更好。
We want the honor, we want the glory, we want the credit.
我们渴望得到尊荣、荣耀和功劳。
But sooner or later in our life, we come to realize that without him, we can do nothing at all.
但是在我们生命里或早或晚，我们都会意识到，离了他，我们什么都不能做。
Jesus lived that life before us.
主耶稣在我们前面活出了这样的榜样。
He said, I do nothing of myself. It's the Father in me who does the work.
他说，我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。是我的父在我里面做他自己的事。
And that's what Peter was saying. Clothe yourself with humility.
那也是彼得告诉我们的，他说你们要以谦卑束腰。
Be filled with his spirit.
要被他的灵充满。
The spirit of the Lord is a spirit of humility.
主的灵是谦卑的灵。
Jesus emptied himself. And became a human being.
主耶稣降卑自己，成为人的样式。
Even though he was the fourth man in the fiery furnace, he became empty.
虽然他是在火窑中游行的那第四个人，但是他谦卑自己，倒空了自己。
He emptied himself in the garden and of Gethsemane. To go to the cross.
在科西玛尼园里，他倒空了自己，甘愿上十字架。
Please, oh Father, if something else can do it, let this pass from me.
他说父啊若是可行求你把这杯挪去。
But then he surrenders his will and says, not my will, but yours be done.
但他降服了自己的意志他说然而不要照我的意思乃要照你的意思。
He said, glorify your name.
他说愿你的名得荣耀。
And he surrendered completely to the Father's will.
他把自己完全降服于父的旨意。
Because that was the only way we could be redeemed from the sin of pride.
因为那是唯一的方式我们能够从骄傲的权势里得拯救。
It's the only way that we could be cleansed of our sin.
那是唯一的方式我们的罪能够得到洁净。
He paid the price for my pride.
他为我的骄傲付上了赎价。
And then, after the resurrection, he promised that his own spirit would dwell in us.
然后他复活以后他应许他的灵要来充满我们。
But every day, it's our choice. Are we going to submit to having him live his life in us?
但是每一天我们都有一个选择我们是否愿意让他的灵来充满我们来掌管我们呢？
Are we going to say, not my will, but thine be done?
我们是否愿意对他说不要照我的意思乃要照你的意思。
Not my plans, but your plans, Lord.
不要照我的计划乃要照你的计划。
Let your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
That means let God be the king.
那就意味着让神作王。
Nebuchadnezzar thought he was the king.
尼布甲尼撒王以为他自己是王。
He commanded everyone to worship him.
他要求所有的人都来敬拜他。
And what he had made.
包括他所造的金像。
God is the only one worthy to be worshipped.
但是神是唯一那位配得我们敬拜的。
And if we follow the desires of the natural man, we would be following the breath of Satan.
如果我们跟随天然人的愿望，我们就在跟随撒旦的毒气。
We are called to follow the word of Jesus.
我们被神呼召来跟随耶稣的话语。
He said, humble yourself and I'll exalt you.
他说你们要自卑我就必让你升高。
Come to me, I'll clothe you with my spirit.
到我这里来我就要为你披戴我的灵。
I'll be your hiding place from your pride.
我要成为你的藏身之处免于你的骄傲。
Oh, you have died. Paul tells us in Colossians 3, you have died.
保罗在哥罗西书第三章告诉我们你们已经死了。
You've died to your own pride, your own self-will.
你们已经向自己的骄傲自我意志死了。
And the rest of that, Bruce says, your life is hidden in God.
那节经文下半节说你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
That's our hiding place.
那就是我们的藏身之处。
We are to be hidden in God.
我们要藏在神里面。
We're to die to this old self-life.
向我们的旧生命死。
In life of pride.
这是满了骄傲的生命。
The life of superiority.
这是满了自我优越感的生命。
The hiding place is a humble place.
那藏身之处是一个谦卑的地方。
You remember at the beginning of March when we were learning about David, he was hiding in the hiding place.
你记得我们往校的一开始我们学习到大卫的故事他学习了藏身在神的里面。
The enemy Saul was against him because Saul wanted to be the only one that was recognized.
他的仇敌扫罗王一直追杀他，因为扫罗王想要成为那唯一被称赞的人。
And David says several places in the Psalms, you're my hiding place.
在诗篇里，大卫好几次提到，神，你是我的藏身之处。
He was a poor shepherd boy, hiding.
他是一个牧羊的小男孩，他愿意藏在神里面。
But later in life, when David became the king and had all power and authority,
但后来当大卫自己成为王，他拥有了一切的权柄和荣耀。
And he had other soldiers and commanders that could go fight his battles.
他可以让手下的士兵将领去为他征战。
He took a rest and pleased himself.
他就休息，他就讨自己的喜悦。
And that's when he became tempted to take Bathsheba as his wife.
那时他就受试探，娶了拔示巴为妻。
And he hid his sin from everyone.
他隐藏自己的罪。
He not only took another man's wife, he ordered the other, the husband, to be killed.
他不但娶了乌利亚的妻子拔示巴为妻，而且让乌利亚被杀。
And when the prophet came to tell him what he had done, he had stolen a sheep that was another poor man's only sheep.
先知拿单来告诉他，他就像那个妇人一样，自己拥有很多的羊，却偷窃了邻居的一只小羊羔。
David was furious. Here, the man that stole it was someone who had many.Lambs.
大卫听了这个故事非常的愤怒。
And he wanted him to be punished, but then the prophet said, you're the man.
他说这个妇人应该被惩罚，但是先知说你就是那个人。
Oh, David's secret is found out.
哦，大卫的秘密被揭开了。
And he wept bitterly.
他就痛苦。
We have Psalm 51 for his cry.
所以在诗篇51篇，我们听到了他的哭求。
Oh, have mercy on me, O God.
他说，神啊，求你按你丰盛的怜悯怜恤我。
Cleanse me and I will be clean.
求你洁净我，我就得洁净。
Wash me with hyssop and I will be cleansed.
求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就得洁净。
It's a beautiful chapter. I know of men who pray it every day.
这是非常美丽的一篇诗篇。我认识一个弟兄，他每天都来为这首诗篇祷告。
Create in me a clean heart.
请你为我造清洁的心。
Renew in me a right spirit.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow.
洗涤我，使我比雪更白。
David had a New Testament experience in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时代，大卫拥有了新约时代的经历。
He saw the Lamb of God.
他看见了神的羔羊。
And Jesus cleansed him.
耶稣洁净了他。
He washed him.
耶稣洗净了他。
Oh, how beautiful it is that God is merciful.
哦，何等的美好，神满有怜悯。
He sees us in our pride and in our self-will.
他看见了我们的骄傲和我们的自我中心。
He so loved the world that he gave us his son.
他是这样的爱世人，以至于他把他的独生子赐给我们。
He loves us even when we are full of pride.
即使当我们满了骄傲的时候，他仍然这样的爱我们。
Even when we have secret desires to be superior to others.
即使我们秘密的渴望成为比别人更好的，他仍然爱我们。
People strive very hard to be first.
人们竭力的想要争夺第一位。
To be the best.
成为最好的。
We may even push our children in school to be superior to all others.
我们甚至催促我们的孩子在学校也要争第一。
Instead of teaching them, all that matters is that you do the will of God for your life.
而不是教导他们，唯一重要的就是来遵行神为你生命中最美好的旨意。
God honors is a humble spirit.
神所尊荣的是谦卑的灵。
He said, if we humble ourselves, he'll exalt us.
他说，我们若自卑，他必让我们升高。
If we recognize that any credit in us comes from him.
如果我们认识到我们里面有任何的得胜或者成功，都是他的功劳。
Without him, we can do nothing at all.
离了他，我们什么都不能做。
That's the word Jesus gave us while he was here on the earth.
那就是主耶稣在世上的时候对我们说的话。
And we need to learn that lesson.
我们也需要学习这样的功课。
That we need his spirit of humility.
但我们需要他那谦卑的灵。
And it's available for every one of us.
他谦卑的灵是为着我们每一位的。
As our life can be hidden in God.
我们的生命可以藏在神的里面。
That's what we do when we practice waiting in his presence.
那就是当我们操练安静等候神的时候所做的。
Get alone with him and he exposes our pride to us.
当我们单独与他同在，他就暴露我们的骄傲。
Sit at the feet of Jesus, wait for him to reveal self to you.
我们要坐在耶稣的脚前等候他，让他把我们的己生命显现给我们看。
I know through the years as his Lord has shown me myself, it's a very shocking sight.
我知道在过往的年间，当神向我显示我自己的生命光景，这是非常令人震惊的景象。
But he only shows us what is harming us.
但他向我们显示那些对我们有害的光景。
We should rejoice when he exposes our self-life to us.
所以当他暴露我们的己生命的时候，我们应该喜乐。
We are so filled with gratitude that he wants to set us free.
因为我们要充满了感恩，他要来释放我们。
He has the power to break sin in our life.
他有大能能够释放我们生命中罪的权势。
Yes, his precious blood is still available to wash and cleanse us.
是的，他的宝血仍然能够来洁净我们，洗净我们。
Even though we have been a Christian, maybe an e-school student for many years,
虽然我们已经是一个信徒或者在网校很多年了，
we must continually rely on our God.
我们必须一直不断地来依靠我们的神。
Realize, as long as we're alive, there's a danger for pride entering in.
我们要意识到，只要我们还活着，总是有一个危险，骄傲就能够进入我们心里。
Our safety is hiding in Jesus.
我们的保障就是藏在耶稣里面。
Take that time to be alone with him.
花时间单独与他同在。
Hide in the secret place.
藏身在那隐秘处。
The secret of his presence.
藏在他同在的隐秘处。
Yes, it'll expose pride to us.
是的，他要把骄傲暴露给我们。
At the same time, it'll free us.
但在这同时，他也会释放我们。
He has the power to break the power of canceled sin.
他有能力能够释放我们脱离一切的罪的权势。
He His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting.
他的慈爱存到永远。
He desires to cleanse us.
他渴望来洁净我们。
He wants to fill our whole being with his humility.
他渴望以他的谦卑来充满我们的全人。
That's part of his spirit within us.
那就是他的灵在我们里面所做的。
His spirit is love, his spirit is joy, his spirit is peace.
他的灵是爱的灵，他的灵是和平的灵，他的灵是谦卑的灵。
His spirit is long-suffering with others.
他的灵是存心忍耐。
His spirit is faith.
他的灵也是信心的灵。
Faith that no matter how wretched we feel we are, he has the power to change us.
相信无论我们感觉自己多么的败坏，他有能力改变我们。
As we are filled with his own precious spirit.
当我们被他自己那宝贵的圣灵所充满的时候。
Oh, he will hide us from all pride.
哦，他要隐藏我们，脱离一切骄傲。
And we'll be careful to give him all the glory.
我们要小心谨慎地把所有的荣耀归给他。
We must realize that there is a danger of pride in our life.
我们必须意识到在我们的生命中有一个骄傲的危险。
Success itself can be a great danger.
成功本身可以成为一个很大的危险。
As we think of how we've been without Pastor Chow for 3 years now.
当我们想到周牧师离开我们已经三年了。
And the Lord is blessing the ministry more than we can ever imagine.
神一直超过我们所求所想的祝福我们的事工。
But it's a time when we can give all the glory to God.
在这样的时刻，我们应该把所有的荣耀归给神。
I remember when we started out 3 years ago, we were so conscious of His help.
我记得在三年以前，我们刚开始的时候，我们非常谨慎地意识到我们需要他的帮助。
We need to keep that attitude.
我们需要持守这样的态度。
Without Him, we can do nothing at all.
因为离了他，我们什么都不能做。
If the Lord doesn't keep us, we won't be kept.
如果神不保守我们，我们就不会蒙保守。
So we're dependent on Him.
所以我们依赖于他。
Sometimes He allows trials to rise up to show us how very much we are dependent on Him.
有的时候他许可试炼发生，就是让我们意识到我们何等的需要依赖于他。
Well, that's his way of helping us to hide away in the secret of his presence.
他用这样的方式帮助我们学习隐藏在他同在的隐秘处。
Continue to follow his shadow.
继续跟随他的阴影。
Stay close enough that we can catch every part of his form in front of us.
紧紧地跟随他，好让我们跟上他在我们前面每一个行动。
Lord, you who began this work, you're able to complete it.
主，你开始了这善工，你也足能成全这工。
You started this work way over 20 years ago.
在20多年前，你开始了这个事工。
You've taken our precious father, Jack Chow, from us.
你把我们亲爱的周爸爸带离了我们。
But he taught us to be dependent on you.
但是你教导我们来学习依靠你。
He taught us to recognize you in our midst.
你教导我们，让我们承认你在我们中间。
But you would never leave us. You would never forsake us.
你永远不会离开我们，永远不会撇弃我们。
And our hiding place is your presence.
那藏身之处就是在你的同在里。
We find your presence as we are still and wait silently before you.
当我们安静地等候你的时候，我们就能找到你的同在。
Oh Lord, we want you to have all the glory.
哦，主，我们愿意你得着所有的荣耀。
We want our mouths to be full of praise to you.
我们愿我们的口里充满了对你的赞美。
You who began this work are able to complete it.
你是那开始这善工的，你也独能成全这工。
If we will stay humbly at your feet,
只要我们愿意谦卑在你的脚前
and choose the better part, like Mary did,
选择那上好的福分，就像玛利亚所做的。
We trust you, Lord, to work in all our hearts today.
主，我们相信你要在我们所有人的心里做工。
Make our humility a reality.
让我们真实地拥有你的谦卑。
Don't let it be a false front.
不要让它只是成为外表的。
Don't let it be a pretense.
不要让它成为伪装的。
Give us the real thing.
赐给我们这真实的。
Your own spirit of humility.
你自己谦卑的灵。
As our hiding place.
成为我们的藏身处。
The devil cannot touch us there.
在那里，仇敌不能触摸到我们。
Because we're hidden in your own spirit.
因为我们是被藏在你自己灵的里面。
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
I've taken most of the time. Maybe Sister Alice would pray for us. She's with us.
也许圣秋姐妹可以为我们祷告。
哈利路亚，赞美神。主啊，谢谢你今天借着玛莎牧师的教导，好像神也再一次的向我们的心来说话。哈利路亚。哦，就是我们应当越当的这样的谦卑俯伏下来。哦，主啊，求你的圣灵的光再一次来光照我们，看我们里面还有什么是不属神的，帮助我们，让我们能够看见。哦，若或不然，主，我们说我们真的是眼瞎的。哦，主，我们求你帮助，求你帮助，让我们更多的俯伏，让我们能够更多的藏在你的隐秘处。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美神。哦，是的，在无时无刻，主啊，我们都要这样来回转，来到你的里面，来到你的里面，因为靠着我们自己，我们什么都不能啊。哈利路亚。哦，我们原是那一个罪人，我们如今乃是蒙你救赎的，我们是蒙恩的罪人，我们还需要更多你的自己来帮助我们，来接近我们，赐给我们一个清洁的心，来接近我们，使我们能够比雪更白。主啊，我们赞美你，谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Thank you.
And the Masa, the...
Pastor Ruth, go.
Yes.
I didn't realize you're with us.
Yes.
Would you close in prayer? And anything you want to say?
请郭牧师为我们做结束祷告，或者你也有一些分享给我们。
所以说我们感谢你，赞美你。谢谢你给我们做了一个极好的榜样。你自己是这样的谦卑，也在圣经里边让我们看到 许许多多曾经被你使用，曾经来荣耀父神的器皿，他们也是这样的谦卑。当他们谦卑的时候，他们就蒙拯救。当他们谦卑的时候，就被你使用，神的能力就能够在他们身上完全的行使出来。哦，当他们谦卑的时候，神就大大的得荣耀。主让我们看到，我们是多么需要谦卑。当我们想要靠自己，我们就落进一个极大的危险里边，我们就失去了神的保护，我们就堕入撒旦的那个骄傲里边，使我们什么也不能做。哦，主耶稣一直的提醒我们，提醒我们谦卑。是你生命的第一个最重要的美德，我们要来向你，我们要来得你生命里面的谦卑。我们也知道靠着我们自己我们没有办法，我们唯有天天来到你的面前，天天来到你的面前向你恳求，向你承认我们没有谦卑，我们需要你的谦卑。主啊，当我们这样向你来呼求的时候，你就必定把自己更多的给我们，更多的给我们。主啊，当我们得到你的谦卑，我们就被保护，我们就是最安全的。而且你的能力就能够从我们身上流露出来。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你再一次给我们这么重要的教导。主啊，让我们每天来到你的面前，在求任何东西之前，我们就先俯伏来敬拜你，先要你的谦卑。感谢赞美主，随听我们的祷告，祝福我们每一位家人，让我们记住这么重要的教导。奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门，阿门，
阿门，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
阿门，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。Jesus is here to pour in his humility.
主耶稣正在这里浇灌下他的谦卑。
We open our hearts to receive from him.
我们要敞开心从他这里来领受。
He won the victory.
他已经为我们赢得了得胜。
And he wants to impart it to our hearts.
他也要把这得胜传递给我们的。
We receive it, Lord Jesus. We receive it.
主耶稣，我们领受，我们领受。
Bless everyone who's here.
祝福在这里的每一位。
We open our hearts to take from you.
主，我们敞开心从你这里领受。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
嗯 ，Hallelujah, Hallelujah。 My time is over, but I hope you can just stay in Jesus' presence. Let him fill you.
我们的时间到了，但是我盼望你就是坐在耶稣的同在里，让他来充满你。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 赞美主，赞美主。Praise the Lord. Glory to God. 赞美主。
赞美主，荣耀归给神。
赞美主。He's with us, Ruby. He's with us.
Yes, Amen. 他与我们同在。Hallelujah.
With shiny faces.